advice. Sometimes it's welcome, sometimes not. But people have been relying on the media to test out ideas and share stories about life's big milestones since the first printers were inked. Talking candidly about life's big milestones is the premise behind a new podcast launching today called Death, Sex, and Money. What do you think of those milestones? Veteran political reporter Anna Sale is the host and managing editor of the podcast, and right off the bat, she plans to put the advice spotlight right on herself.
One of the first episodes starts with a cell phone message that I got from former Wyoming Senator Alan Simpson. This wasn't for radio. This was in real life because I later found out my then ex-boyfriend, had reached out for help when we were split up to Alan Simpson and asked Alan Simpson to intervene in my love life.
So wait a minute. You had broken up with your boyfriend. He calls the senator.
Writes him a letter.
Right? And the senator responds.
Alan Simpson responds to me. And it opened up this really amazing relationship between my now boyfriend, we got back together through the course of this, and Alan Simpson and his wife, Anne, because they just started telling us stories about how they got through difficult moments in their relationship and in their long marriage. And it ended up really helping.
The hardest thing for all couples to talk about is sex. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to believe, but it is. Whoever is the most aggressive, the other one is in control.
Then when you talk about it, you think, well, there's a couple of horny people and want to... No, that's not the point. It's called intimacy. Scratch my back. Give me a hug. I am hugging it. Just a hug. I said, okay. You know, but just a touch, you know. A whack on the fanny in the kitchen.
Senator Alan Simpson.
Senator Alan Simpson.
One of a kind.
And his wife, Anne. They've been married 60 years. And the way they ended up helping me and my boyfriend was they just kept saying, look, you're not going to have it all figured out when you're making the decision to commit to one another. It's actually about just deciding that you're going to figure it out together. And it really made me think a lot about what partnership is. The other thing they talked about, which I found really fascinating, was they talked about their hard moments, and that included moments in the public eye. Alan Simpson, you'll remember, was on the Judiciary Committee, a Republican on the Judiciary Committee, back in 1991 during the Clarence Thomas hearings. And he became one of the public face of the Republican questioning of Anita Hill. And
Anita Hill, who blew the whistle on Clarence Thomas with those allegations
of sexual harassment.
That's right.
And Ann Simpson told me she didn't like how her husband was behaving.
I did tell him. You know, you all sound terrible. You sound like a bunch of male chauvinist pigs.
Finally, this built up, and he was lashing back at the press because he didn't like the way he was being portrayed. And finally, she said she stepped in.
He was at home, and I said, you know, you have a wonderful reputation, the way you've always operated. And it seems to me that you are caught in something, and you just need to shut up.
Shut up.
Said, you've never said that to me before. Said, well, I am now. You know, there's a time to just recognize when you're out of control.
They have a relationship where she has permission to do that.
Where they both do. That was the thing. It was like, oh, they still have conflict in their relationship, and they talk about it openly, but there's also this deep love. And so just hearing how that actually works in a relationship, it's just nice to listen to.
So this is the magic of death, sex, and money. What is it about you that gets senators, and I guess the Pope is next, to come and unburden themselves week after week?
I got the idea for this show, John, covering elections and realizing that I was hearing these amazing American stories from voters in swing counties. Those were the only stories we were hearing about worries about family, relationships, work, the future. But these are happening in all of our lives, and that there's something actually really valuable about pausing and taking some time to listen to what other people are going through and how they're navigating through.
So everyone's going to want to know every couple of weeks how you and your boyfriend are doing now after you did this.
I know.
Realize what you've done.
And you know, John, Alan and Simpson also want to know. They keep up on us. They check in. We are doing just fine, thanks in large part to their help and their willingness to get involved.
Death, Sex, and Money. Host and managing editor, Anna Sale.
Thank you.
Death, Sex, and Money launches today on WNYC. You can download the podcast by visiting the iTunes store or go to deathsexmoney.org.
The There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.